The mic is hot, me lad.
Let me tell you something, lassie. I don't know, that sounds more Scottish.
Yeah,
Scottish.
You're a booty, my old friend.
Yeah, booty.
No, booty.
That's not an air.
Let's not try.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bat Cave, a show where we talk all about superheroes, pop culture, movies, TVs.
I grew up with a lot of TVs.
TVs, yeah. Panasonic.
Yeah, Panasonic, Yamaha.
I'm still working on that intro, yeah. Okay?
It's great. No, I love it.
Movie and TV shows. That we grew up with.
I'm just going to have you grab one of our famous cards that we pass out to people.
Oh, yeah. You want me to read that?
Yeah. Guys, we have business cards. We're official.
Welcome to the Bat Cave, a show where we talk all about superheroes, pop culture, nostalgic TV, and movies we grew up with.
Yay. And I am embarrassed to admit that I did grow up with this.
Yeah. I'm not embarrassed of my heritage, booty.
Yeah, have you guys figured out what we watched today?
A little Disney Channel original movie classic, The Luck of the Irish.
What tends to happen when we talk about these movies prior to watching them is just the trailer, the DCOM,
yeah.
Just like that footage rolls. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was the shit.
Yeah.
I'm like bouncing up and down in my
up
chair.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that guy. So,
yeah, that kid, the main character.
What was it? Yeah, Ryan Merriman.
Ryan. What was his name in this?
Kyle Johnson.
Kyle, yeah. So Kyle, I wanted to be Kyle.
Oh, yeah. No, I literally wrote down at one point, Patrick is Kyle and Kyle is Patrick.
Well, yeah, sometimes I am Irish. So maybe that's where I get my luck from.
Yeah.
You know, so because we start off this movie with this kid just dominating school. I mean, is this middle school?
Yeah, they did this say it was middle school. And
so he's eighth grade then, right?
Yeah, and confirmed it wasn't in Canada, although despite some evidence on screen.
No, I only said that because those epic mountains I saw.
And we did find out that it very well could be the same mountain range that we saw in Don't Look Under the Bed.
Yeah, which we thought was Canada.
We also thought that was Canada. So if you go back and watch that episode, like,
we're sorry.
Blame us.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
So, yeah, we start off with Kyle hitting the game-winning shot with a volleyball slap.
Yeah, and it looked like Gilderoy Lockhart when he cast that spell on Harry's arm and turned it to Jell-O. And then the ball just, like, enters the net.
Yeah, it was horrible
editing.
Like,
it had a trip booked.
Horrible editing.
It was terrible.
Yes, but the next day, he's walking around like a celebrity, man. Yeah. He's, like, hitting the little grooves,
got
dances.
Got that kiss from the cheerleader.
Yeah, dude, he's
like, inventing dances with his friends by the bus stop.
Yeah, and I'm just, like, as a kid, I remember watching that and be like, yes, 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 yes.
Like, if we made a Mount Rushmore of characters, Pat was like, that's me. It's Zac Efron's Troy Bolton. It's this guy, Kyle. There was one other one.
Stop it. You're making me smile.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Another high school musical.
Well, that's just like, you've heard me say it a million times. I just wanted to be the main character of all of these movies. Like, anytime there'd be a new.
There's Want and then there's Emulate. And you walk around emulating, I'm a Disney Channel original movie star.
That's true. That's true.
It's so funny.
I missed my calling, huh?
Yeah.
Thank God.
You should have been a Canadian.
No.
Or a Utahian.
Utahian. Yeah, it looked beautiful. But it had the same film style as, you know, of course, Don't Look Under the Bed and a couple of those, the weird angles. The whole movie had an eerie feeling,
yeah,
because they were hiding a
eerie
secret.
Like Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah. His dad's from Cleveland,
yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that part was good.
Yeah,
it would suck to be condemned to the shores of Lake Erie, Cleveland.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, so.
Should we just do I have a 7 points of the plot.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
No, it's booty, 7 points.
Usually I try to stick with five. This movie was a little complicated.
You needed
I'm going to take you through it.
You needed seven.
So first off, we were just discussing Kyle's very lucky. He's even got a coin strapped to his neck.
Yeah, don't forget your lucky coin.
Totally not a stereotype. Number two, Kyle wants to know about his heritage, so his parents gaslight him. And then there's just an onslaught of creepy scenes with, like, Forensic Files music playing in the background. Number three, he searches hard, and one day he sees a sign for an Irish festival, so he goes there. You know, he goes and sees people dancing, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm dancing.
Well, he sees one of the flyers has a coin on it.
The Emerald Isle.
It has the same logo as his necklace. So he's like, whoa, I guess this is Irish.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to go to that festival.
Yeah, so he goes to this festival, and then further evidence occurs, and he is not only Irish, because his dad's pretty redhead. Am I right?
Yeah, like, but his dad's not Irish.
His mom also. No, I know, his dad. Yeah. But, like, genetics, like, your lottery of color, regardless of, you know, your... You know, you're going to have, like, I don't know.
They're a bunch of mutants.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, stands
to reason.
I know
you don't know.
Okay. Not only is he Irish, he's also a leprechaun. Okay. then his grandfather and Kyle both, no, they only had one coin. They got their coin.
Did you
the
write
family
these down
coin,
or not?
I did write these down.
Okay,
because
you
number
keep
five.
Looking at me and double
checking.
No, because
I'm like, just because this is your podcast.
I was like, okay. Yeah, so he gets his coin stolen.
Coin stolen.
And he has the worst
and
day of his life.
The coin is symbolic of his family's luck.
Yes,
like it, that's
not
what
symbolic.
They
it's actually
it is the luck.
Represent. It is their luck
of these Irish people.
So he has the worst day of his life.
The luck of the Irish.
Yes.
Okay.
Just his family.
They win their luck back from the bad guy and his minions in a competition of both Irish and American sports.
Yes.
And then all is well, and Kyle knows about his heritage now.
Cue the melting pot.
Yeah.
This brand is mine, man.
Oh wait, it's not at all. I don't know.
It was weird because, first of all, each race of people got their own Disney Channel movie.
All of them? They got them all?
I mean, yeah, they definitely did, you know, Native American ones.
Catch them, gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all, heritage!
I think they're going down the list and they're like, oh, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Let's do one on leprechauns. Very stereotypical Irish stuff, you know. His hair starts turning this bright red. His ears get pointy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know leprechaun's ears were pointy. I thought that was like an elf thing.
When I was his age, I didn't know what the word Vulcan meant.
Vulcan,
he's
yeah.
Like, I'm turning into a Vulcan.
Star Trek reference, right?
Yeah,
damn.
I think so. Or are Vulcans just like a...
Spock.
Spock.
Yeah.
So it is a Star Trek race.
Yeah.
This movie should be a drinking game. Just so much like random tap dancing, playing of a piccolo.
Tap dancing. Is that what you call it?
Oh, sorry. River dance.
River dancing? Yeah.
They are tapping a lot.
Yeah, they don't have tap shoes on, though.
None.
No, it's not tap dancing. A couple of times that we had to rewind. I think we should have like a segment.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We should make a new segment right now.
What did I just see?
Be kind and rewind.
Detective mode.
Yeah, let's call it detective mode. So he gets his coin stolen. He thinks his grandpa did it. Goes to the potato chip factory, which his grandpa owns. And his grandpa's a leprechaun, too. So he's like 200 years old or something. And he invented the potato chip.
Yeah, he claims to be the inventor of potato chips.
Yeah. Well, they're like running from security, and they're in a golf cart.
Right.
And cue the stunt doubles, and the guy's, you know, thrown from the golf cart, and the girl that's in the front seat is just not in the scene.
Yeah.
And I kind of like just was like, wait, Booty, did you see that?
Yeah. I was like,
goes,
what?
No. And I'm like, I think she's not in the car.
Yeah. And then Booty, Booty, Booty. And then all of a sudden we check, and here she is.
Yeah.
Here she's not. Like,
that was our detective mode segment.
Yeah. Detective mode. This movie is...
It sucked, man.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
I would go back and watch My Date with the President's Daughter a million times over this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that was funny, at least, entertaining.
There was such a cringe moment when they're, like, underneath the umbrella in the Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
And
the joke about slavery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Russell, his friend. Like, the grandpa's, like, talking about all of the hardships the Irish people have endured.
Yeah.
And he says something about, like,
you know, they
paid very little.
Yeah, they took all the jobs no one wanted, and they paid very little.
And then Russell looks up underneath the umbrella, this soaking wet kid that is just like, why are all these white people complaining about their time? And he goes, at least they got paid. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, your dad's an NBA player, bro.
Oh, yeah, his dad is Thurl Bailey, who played for the Utah Jazz. And he was on, I mean, not his real dad. Let's clarify. His actor dad, who was like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he's in the movie.
Yeah, no wonder he's measuring his height. So funny. I wish I liked sports as a kid, so I probably would have been like, oh, my God. Maybe not.
You wish you liked sports as a kid?
I really didn't care.
You wanted to be like Cal?
I wanted to be like Cal. But, yeah, his dad does.
You got some notes?
Yeah, I have some.
Let me hear some of them Booty notes.
Yeah. How did his parents keep up this charade for so long?
Yeah, it was like the Twilight Zone. Right when we start, he goes, Mom, where are we from?
Yeah.
And the parents turn into like weird creatures that are trying to hide a secret. That it just felt very uncomfortable.
It did. And it was like the beginning of the movie. We'd only had a solid 3 minutes of his mom being Irish. Even, I mean, not that she didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he asks one question. She's like, oh, I don't remember. And it was just like the most like... stereotypical Irish accent.
You know, I just went to Ireland. You know, they're like, hey, how are you, laddie? What's your name? I'm like, Patrick. And they're like, oh, good old Irish name. Where are you from? And I go, Chicago.
Did you ever question, like, as a kid, like, Carlos O'Kelly's? They have a.
I guess I didn't grow up questioning Carlos O'Kelly's, dude.
Did you know that this movie had a remake?
This movie did not have a remake.
It was called Luck Luck Kibat in 2012. It was turned into an Indian Hindi language television film. Yes.
What are you talking about,
dude? It was
dude?
On their Wikipedia page. They took this script and turned it into an Indian version of this movie.
No way.
Luck Luck Kibat.
Wow. We should have watched that one.
I don't think that would have been worse. I strangely think that that would have been a fun time as well.
And I love St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's my name, but also, like, I wear the Green Lantern suit all over town.
He does
our
do
parade.
That.
I mean, everyone's just walking around downtown drinking. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. But this movie sucked.
I know. What a terrible soundtrack.
Yeah.
It was like someone sat in the band room and left the door open and just like. It sounded like, I don't even know what to explain.
Just not entertaining.
Not entertaining.
Yeah.
Weird camera shots for no reason. Like, that's the thing. The whole like 15 to 20 minutes of the beginning of the movie is really garbage. Like, yeah. Like just the stalest that anything could be. And then you're like, I think as a kid, you're like, oh my God, leprechauns, this is so cool.
Yeah.
That did not age well as an adult.
Yeah, and it's like base level knowledge of leprechauns. It's okay, let's go to the end of the rainbow. There's a pot of gold. Somehow this guy's got tornado lightning powers. You know, his
side note, they invented potato chips.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of like wizards. Like, I didn't know leprechauns.
I didn't know luck was also magic.
But also within you.
Magic.
It was, they were like sorcerers.
Yeah.
Because the mom shrank.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you get anything done at that size?
She like let her hair out. It was like, oh, I'm trying something new. Sure.
Yeah, they throw down the Irish breakfast in front of him.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I don't remember what she called it, but the food that he took to school and spilled all over himself.
Yeah, come on, Mom.
Yeah. Put a lid on the bucket at least. Loses his homework.
Well, she was having a bad day too because the luck was gone.
I don't understand the proximity thing with this luck. Like, that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, you could feel it from all around, boyo.
Just picture this, guys. He goes to school. That's like a couple miles away from his house.
Don't try to.
Oh, I mean, but then his grandfather is just running this business willy-nilly, and he has lost his coin.
One coin for
the
family.
Whole family. Their clan.
The whole clan.
So if he has cousins, those cousins are extra fucked. Sorry. Anyways, we're trying this new thing where I don't swear as much. I don't know if you've noticed in previous episodes. So there's that. And then his grandfather, it's got to be miles away. He is thriving. Only when he realizes Kyle does not have his coin anymore. He's like, oh, I'm going to go bankrupt.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And they did Russell pretty bogus, like made him horrible at basketball.
Yeah.
Even though his dad is an NBA player.
And he kept talking about the things his dad was doing to belittle him in his NBA.
He's like, man, I wish I was as lucky as you. And there's Kyle. Luck's got nothing to do with it. Throws it behind his head. It goes in. Just anything he throws up goes in.
Yeah. Which was nice to see, like, him get belittled when the coach was like, that coach was intense.
You know what? That coach.
I think his
coach was drunk.
I think his mustache and eyebrows were more intense than him as an actor. But
they were moving in a separate pattern.
All right, guys. Like, he was pretty intense. But he made them all, like, take 10 free throws to, like, prepare for the next game.
You know what this made me excited to watch, which I think we should watch?
Smart House?
No. We should watch that.
Hell
soon.
Yeah.
But we should watch Leg Mike.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
2003, I want to say.
Yeah, because
dude.
Oh, man. That's how much I don't want to talk about this movie.
I know. We are struggling here. I mean, like, they mentioned Dennis Rodman at one point.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, his hair turns orange, and Russell's like, oh, cool hair dye.
I wanted to do that, but my dad had his thing about Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
What else we got here? What else we got here? Fashion in the 2000s for men. Essentially just what middle-aged dads wear now.
That brought back some memories.
Yeah, just plaid shirts, puka neck. All the guys had these, like, necklaces.
Khakis.
Khakis.
Those just, like, long-sleeved. With one stripe,
mm-hmm.
kind of just Kohl's clothes, like just something you get at Kohl's.
Vests you never needed. shoes that look like I'm ready to get made fun of, but also climb a mountain if
run
I need
track.
To.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
So strange. Also, oh, the girl, Alexis Lopez, Bonnie, she had this like lizard snakeskin print jacket. It was like Xenon. She looked like a character from Xenon.
That was the trends.
Yeah,
those were the trends.
The trans?
The trends.
Oh, I was like, what are you?
Those were the trends, bro. Let's talk about the bad guy real quick.
Oh, yeah. Seamus McTiernan.
Seamus. Yeah, so this guy stole the coin, the luck. He's been going around, wants to be king of the leprechauns.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they love to bet. They love to gamble. That's how Kyle gets out of it. But anyway, they make a bet. Like, I bet I could beat you in sports.
Yes.
So, of course, he wasn't specific enough, so he takes him back to old Ireland.
With his luck. He claps his hands.
Yeah,
he says
deal, and then boom, they're back in the old times playing.
Cue Skyrim music.
Yeah,
oh, hey.
They're playing these old Irish games that they've played for over 3,000 years or something. It's,
yeah. Oh, they're
know, spear throwing.
The something.
Tight Teotihuacan games.
Yeah, the tall, I don't care.
It was just a bunch of, you know, some things that Kyle couldn't do simply because he's a kid.
No, he did them extremely well for his first time, actually.
I mean, pick up a boulder, he couldn't do that.
That's true.
Right? Couldn't throw the wheel, just the strength stuff.
Yeah.
But then he threw a spear. He's like, we love baseball. Throws a spear. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that correlates to baseball.
Yeah, and it was like, we don't believe in kings, we believe in baseball.
Baseball, yeah. Throws a spear 75 yards, nails it in the center of the bullseye.
Yeah. Then dances.
Yeah.
you literally predicted it.
I said he better not break dance. Like that
I just smiled
just,
like
he won that.
He did. They tied. So that was the whole trick.
No, but he won the break dance. He
oh,
won the
yes.
dancing.
He didn't win that challenge.
And I'm like, who's the judges? Who's voting for this? You just see some old Irish chick just getting all hot and sweaty because he's pulling a magic mic.
In our eyes, they both lost.
Yes.
It was not anything.
And then they do, you know, of course they got to do an American sport now, so they go to basketball. Weird basketball scene. People are like,
it's a transitional, like they're having a hallucination is what's happening.
Yeah, but like someone should have been on set that actually played basketball, maybe the NBA player, but like
he was
just
there.
The physics of basketball, it had to have been the editing, just like,
yeah.
But that one guy did miss that block. Remember when he just kind of waved to the camera?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's a full-grown man.
This is my scene. Oh
my God. He could have stuffed Russell so hard.
Yeah, but like this whole basketball game is taking place. It was one of those like classic, like Fast and Furious, the runway never ends, like situations. Because we see the time, 5 seconds, 5.4, 5.6 seconds. We are trucking like 12 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, they had four or five possessions, five shots, two blocks. I'm like, wait, what the heck's going on?
Unless they were fouling every 2 to
3
seconds.
And then, of course, Russell was the one that he
saved
had
the day.
He had a lucky coin in his shoe given to him by slave grandpa.
Yeah, so true.
He was in shackles up on the...
They cuddled in the Cadillac.
They did. I mean, man,
I want to take a shower.
I just felt weird. Like, I was just like, huh.
I felt, I judged myself as a kid. That's what I did. I was like, you sat there and watched this, and I know I did.
Well, I mean, it was colorful and fun. And look, Kyle.
It was colorful and fun. Just check their library for all those Macs.
It's Smart House.
It was, Smart House. And he had those weird dance moves in Smart House,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, let's use, hey, you're good at dancing, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, and then were you familiar with the other one that he filmed, which was like the Ring of Endless Light?
Yeah, was that the mermaid one?
Yeah, no, that one's
that
the 13th year.
Okay,
I have always thought that that guy was in 13th year.
Oh no,
no, definitely different actor. And the other one is just like the girl from the OC.
Okay,
Misha
Barton, for sure,
and
for sure.
Him and they save a dolphin, I think.
Yeah.
Her grandpa dies at the end tragically.
Oh, no. Know,
of old age. Anyways.
The dolphin raped him.
Yeah. Back to the gym. Last thing about the gymnasium. The whole thing that's taking place that's the most unsettling part of this movie is the leprechaun, the evil one, Seamus, and his henchmen. Kyle and friends are hallucinating.
They're wizards.
They're wizards, but they're tripping out because randomly you will see all of these weird 40-year-old henchmen wearing these basketball jerseys. One looks like me, and he is not filling it out well.
Next to a middle schooler.
Next to the middle schoolers. And Kyle makes a joke to the ref. He's like, hey, doesn't that guy seem to be a little old? And he smiles awkwardly. He's like, no, what are you, crazy? Let's play basketball.
No, I forgot. This is totally high school.
They said junior high.
Junior high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we at the Pat and Booty scores?
I think so.
Okay. What? Your bountiful booty score.
Oh, your bountiful booty score. What is it?
Oh, man. 1.9.
1.9 out of 10, booty.
On the edge of getting a 2 out of 10.
That's not very bountiful.
I mean, it's just telling that, like, this kid was in 3 movies and someone was going to fail with him.
And yeah. I mean, he did good. He acted.
He was fine.
Yeah, he was.
You hear that, Ryan?
You did good, man. You did good. Yeah. Styled my hair like his after these movies. So.
Yeah.
He did something right, you know?
I guess.
I frosted my tips.
That's the other one that I was forgetting about. Eddie. It's you. You in high school were this Ryan. Oh, yeah, Ryan, Eddie, and Troy.
Eddie's $1 million cook-off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my bountiful booty score. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 2.1 out of 10.
This is setting a low bar.
Yeah. This is the lowest probably.
Usually nostalgia wins out. Yeah. That's why we do this. And yeah. We're like, oh, I still loved it.
Yeah. It kind of left a sour taste in my mouth.
I never need to see this again.
Never.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
This is, I think, bottom of the list of what we've watched.
And if I'm gonna watch any part of it, it's gonna be Kyle
dancing at the bus stop,
doing his dances, walking through the hallways,
yeah. Not break dancing on the golf course. That's
he
my
danced
Irish
a lot.
He did, and he couldn't help it.
Go Kyle, go Kyle. Well, that was the luck of the Irish. Thank you for tuning in to the Pat Cave. I am Pat Clark.
And I'm Alex.
I'm bad at Irish accents.
And I'm bad at Irish accents, love.
Find us on the socials at Pat Cave Comics. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music. Stop making that face.
This movie.
Yeah, this was not a good one. No. But hopefully, you know, we're going to come back strong.
Yeah, I just love just dragging him through the mud.
Yeah, exactly. Just ruining our childhoods.
Yeah, just it's actually what's happening right now.
So comment down below on your favorite Disney Channel original movie.
Maybe you guys should take the wheel.
Yeah.
What's the next Disney Channel?
Yeah, comment some other ones we should watch. Make sure to like, subscribe, share with your local nerds. And that was the Batcave. There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was Aurelia.
Hark, but it was based on a reel. That's just a pirate.